Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The second round of construction on the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge in Boston is scheduled to begin tomorrow night. State transportation officials say for more than 2 weeks, the Mass Pike, along with the area surrounding Comm Ave from Alston to Kenmore Square, will be a traffic nightmare. And while 2 weeks may sound like a long time, State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver says under older bridge construction methods, could have been a lot worse.
Usually when you do a bridge doing traditional construction, taking several years to do it, you would have daily disruption to traffic and to those traveling over and around the bridge because you would approach it in a piecemeal way. You'd be coming in, you'd demolish a piece of the old bridge, you'd put in a new beam, you'd make sure it fits right, then you add your next piece in and so on and so forth. It's a very tedious process. With this project, what we've done is that we did the exact same process last year as well. What they do is they put all the steel into place, they number it, they make sure that everything fits, they make sure that they know exactly where it's going to be. So when they come in and they do the demolition, they have all those pieces pre-numbered, pre-assembled, ready to go. They truck them in, they drop them into their permanent resting place, and then they only have to do some fine-tune adjustments to make sure that they're where they're supposed to be.
So if I'm a driver on the local roads in Boston, what do I need to know?
So if you're on the local roads in Boston, the big thing that you should know is that you should stay away from Commonwealth Avenue Bridge. And that goes for whether you're taking any mode of transportation at all or if you're coming in by the turnpike. At all costs, avoid this area. It is going to be tough, tough going. One of the biggest concerns that I have and what we have at DOT right now is that we had a very successful project last year. The reason we had so much success is because people took our advice. They stayed away from the region. We saw that the number of people on the pike dropped dramatically during that time period, and people trying to get in and around the area also dropped dramatically as well. There's more than 200,000 people a day that travel through this area, whether they're coming in by car, whether they're taking the train, whether they're taking the Green Line or what have you. We need their cooperation to stay away from the area as much as possible in order for this to work.
I know that there's the traffic theory of spill boxes, that as one area gets jammed up, that can spill out onto other modes. As people seek different modes of transportation or they try to take different routes into work, other areas can see impacts. Are we going to see harsher traffic elsewhere because of this traffic here? You know, could the expressway see worse traffic as a result of this?
You absolutely will. When we did this project last year, we definitely saw an increase in traffic coming in from the west on Route 2. That's the main alternate route from the turnpike. So we saw a lot of people taking the Route 2 corridor. That in turn translates to additional traffic on 93 and 95, depending on where you're going. So yes, in general, you're going to see definitely some extra congestion on other roads coming into Boston. That also holds true for public transportation. When we shut down the turnpike, one of the big alternate routes that we suggest people really look at is to take the commuter rail in if you're coming from the west. There is capacity on that commuter rail, but I can tell you right now that last year we saw a big spike in riders, and I think you can expect a little bit more of the same this year as well. So if you are on a train and you see a lot of empty seats normally this week, I would not expect to see the same number of empty seats next week.
Any lessons that the state's taken away from last year that they're going to apply this year?
Again, we had a very successful year last year, so the biggest thing that we're trying to do is replicate that. This project was 5 years in the making in general, leading up to the point where we did construction last year. What we did over the last 12 months now is our construction team has met with the engineers. They've gone through every possible detail, made sure that we understand all the risks involved with this project so that we can make this side of the project just as smooth as the other side.
I would be remiss if I did not point out that you were delayed a few days last year. How confident are you that this year you can get it done on time?
So we were delayed at the tail end as far as getting the green light open last year. This year we do not have any track work, so that actually simplifies coordination amongst the various types of contractors that are on site. So we have a lot of confidence that they're going to meet the deadlines. Similar to last year, we have put heavy incentives in the contracts to make sure that the contractor is going to do whatever they can to meet that schedule as well.
I know you've still got some scattered work after this project finishes up, but as far as impact on rush hour traffic, this is it.
Right. The bottom line is August 11th is when we will achieve a stage which we call full beneficial use. That means that the project has reached a point where all modes of transportation are again open to the regular use that we had expected. That doesn't mean that we're entirely done. They'll be coming back. They'll be doing some finish work. They'll be doing things like landscaping, line painting, etc. to wrap up. Those will take several months more, and then this whole project should be wrapped up sometime around Christmas.
That's Massachusetts Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver detailing what to expect when the Comm Ave bridge restrictions go into effect tomorrow. tomorrow night at 7. Just a quick reminder, the Mass Turnpike goes from 4 lanes to 2 near Boston University. Comm Ave will be shut down for vehicles in that area, with local access only for most of the stretch between Packard's Corner and Kenmore Square. And the Green Line's B Line will have to use shuttle buses to get through the area. You can find all the details at WBUR.org.